for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
The bottom line is your basics all the time.
That's Dr. Stephen Falk from Boehringer Ingelheim on bovine respiratory disease and the prevention and treatment of BRD.
Have your food in place, have your environment in place. They've got to have a healthy place to live, a healthy place to eat. If that, no matter what we do, it's probably not going to work. Now, once we step past that, well, what we know about the respiratory side is usually they'll start as a viral invasion. So that's where your vaccines come in the most. The viruses, we can vaccinate for a lot of them and protect against them. BVD is your classic one we're talking about. IBR is another one we hear about a lot. And there's BRSV and PI3. Those are kind of our big ones right now. They kind of set the stage. They do cause disease themselves, but really what they're doing is just knocking back the host's immune system and allowing then these bacteria that can really wreak damage to come in. And that's when we start talking our Mannheimias and our Pasteurellas and things like that start coming on board. So the key for your bad pneumonias is prevention up front. And that's usually actually stopping them at the viral stage if we can.
Management practices are top of mind really with anything, and that applies to this as well.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, if you don't have the basics down, they can't do anything. A good example is people kind of forget about parasites and vaccines. And you go, okay, what do you mean parasites and vaccines? There's no vaccines for parasites. No. But the way the immune system balances is that when it's dealing with a parasite load, it will actually back down the other half of the immune system that deals with viruses and bacteria. So if we have a lot of parasites here, guess what? If these viruses come along, they're not going to be able to deal with them and they're going to get sick. Well, think about this too. What are vaccines? Well, we're bringing those viruses and bacteria and exposing the animal to it. So if we have a lot of parasites, they can't even respond properly to the vaccines. So we've just mismanaged our vaccines and they're going to say, oh, the vaccines failed. Well, no, management failed because we didn't deal with the real problem that we had immune issues because they were wormy or they weren't fed right. The air quality was bad. All these things have to be considered to make the whole system work.
That's Dr. Stephen Falk from Boehringer Ingelheim. And now with more cattle news here on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Yeah, Bill, Tanner Beamer, he's manager of operations with the Public Lands Council in Washington, D.C. Beamer talking about feral wild horses throughout the West, decimating the rangeland.
Those horses, they're out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's no BLM range con, no Forest Service agency official saying the horse has got to come on, the horse has got to come off. There's no management whatsoever. They're just out there in a free-for-all, and they will decimate rangelands to the point where there will be significantly deteriorated regrowth in the future years, or in some extreme cases, no regrowth whatsoever.
In more news, Stacy M. is the program leader for Herds and Harvest and also the program leader for Nevada Risk Management Education with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension Mineral County.
Herds and Harvest is actually a result of our Nevada Beginning Farmer and Rancher Project. So we've had the program for about 6 years. We're getting ready to reapply for funding to see if we can get an additional 3 years.
M. describes the different parts of the Herds and Harvest program in Nevada.
Under that program, we offer a variety of different workshops from small-scale poultry to goats to the cattle industry. There's a lot of business management courses that go with Herds and Harvest.
And now she explains the Nevada Risk Management Education Project.
We are actually funded by USDA Risk Management Agency to do outreach on crop and livestock insurance programs. So we have a 2018 crop and livestock insurance guide that was put out this last summer. We'll be doing the 2019 because, of course, it's an insurance program, so you need to sign up for your insurance programs before you get into the production year. We actually do educational programs that hit the different areas of risk and then highlight the insurance programs that are available.
And these risks would include things like droughts and fires.
Yep, exactly.
For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.